An escalator is a moving staircase for the purpose of moving people up and down between the floors of a building. In modern shopping malls, escalators are the primary method of such movement. People with children or other handicaps do use the elevators, and virtually nobody uses the stairs. An escalator consists of steps, usually metal, attached to a continuously circulating belt and powered by an electric motor at the top. Escalators are usually deployed in pairs, not just to give equal time to up and down, but because the weight of the stairs returning to the bottom counterbalances the weight of the stairs ascending, and so the motor only has to lift the weight of the passengers. The stairs run on wheels on rails, which are configured to force the stairs to fold flat at the top and bottom for people to get on and off. Dr. America loves escalators. He grew up in a small town where the tallest commercial establishment was two stories, and people were taught to be self-reliant. But he still remembers trips to Grandma's house in the big city, where the department store had 8 floors, all connected by escalators. The escalator was like an amusement park ride, so part of one day on every America family vacation was devoted to riding the escalators. Now, of course, escalators are no longer a novelty, and Dr. America predicts that executive homes in the suburbs will soon be equipped with them. But Dr. America still rides and observes escalators with fascination, entranced by the fluid motion, by the mystery of steps appearing and disappearing at the tops and bottoms of the ride, by the sight of children learning to master the awkward transitions from motion to stasis and vice versa, by the sight of teenagers expending their energy and exuberance and displaying their rebellion, running up the down and vice versa, or by the sight of an elderly couple absolutely solicitous of each other's safety on the ride. Escalators are an American perpetual motion machine. They flow up and down even when nobody needs them. They're a sign of excess energy, of abundance, of plenitude. They're a luxury like a servant, always ready to be of assistance. We feel regal when we ride the escalator, just as we do when automatic doors open upon our approach. And we feel cheated when, on occasion, the escalators are out of operation, because then we are relegated to the plebeian task of pulling ourselves up by our own boots. Unlike elevators, which are an enclosed space, escalators are usually open, with important social consequences. Elevator etiquette suggests that when you enter the box, you should turn your back on the people already in the elevator and face the doors. Speaking is limited to little children who haven't yet been socialized, and adults who think that everybody else deserves to hear what they've been thinking. But on an escalator, it's possible to space ourselves so that we can continue our normal conversations. So even though they're open, in some ways escalators are more private because we've been trained to treat them that way. Similarly, while elevators often cover the awkward silences with a bland musical fare called, in fact, elevator music, escalators participate in the ambiance of the surrounding terrain. In a mall, unfortunately, that's still probably Muzak, which is not exactly an elevated music either. Escalators are a part of the upbeat quality of American life, literally uplifting people, helping them move up in the world. Even though escalators do go up and down, we never call them descalators. Americans almost universally agree that, physically, what goes up must come down, but we're not convinced it's a social principle. This is what Dr. America calls the escalator clause of the American social contract. And so we ride on, ever upward, on the infinite escalator of progress. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, going to the next level with cultural commentary.